Back in the days of old Earth, in the early 21st century, the idea of AI becoming self-aware and taking over the world was popular in sci-fi movies. Little did the humans know, even back then, that this frightening idea was already taking place on other planets, far, far away. The full name of the droidic race is droidic. The plural of droidic is droidics. Military slang shortened this to droids, which is what is commonly used in today's society. The droidic race vary in both size, shape and color, having evolved, for lack of a better word, to suit whatever tasks they are required to perform. They are most commonly depicted as being circular at the bottom, with internal weighting system giving them an unnatural ability to balance in nearly all environments. Perhaps one of the most notable droidic battles took place on a small, uninhabitable world that was prone to having violent lightning storms. In this fight, the dragons were pitched against three platoons of enemy forces, and ended up not killing a single one. The entire enemy army was wiped out by lightning strikes, crashes, and power failures. What is noted about this battle though, aside from the humiliating defeat for the droids, is that not a single unit was found on its side, up the wrong way, or even tilted. Even those that had crashed had done it straight onto their bases. The droids were discovered in 2300, after an exploration party aboard the SDF Heavy Explorer Philon found one of their harvesting ships above the fourth planet of a nine-planet system. The ship was doing a process called anthroposis, named such by a draconic researcher in 2329. It defines the steps which the droidic race take when they discover new systems or life. At first, the droidics were not overtly hostile to the Allied forces, and for the most part in the first 20 years of the two sides being aware of each other, the attitude was largely "you stay out of my way, and we'll stay out of yours." The reasons for war came on many fronts. First of all, was the divided opinion between the humans and the dragons. The human race established a peace treaty with the droids, in which the agreement was that the two sides would help each other with ship design, in exchange for no military action on either side. On the other hand, the dragon queen of the time, Zarana, wanted nothing to do with these mechanical beings, and the agreement was for no military action and no diplomatic efforts. Tension was also created in March of 2320, when a droidic harvesting ship began to set course for Earth. The droidic race refused all communications to withdraw the ship, and in May, it was destroyed by Star Command defensive systems. By August, the droidic race had demanded resources worth five times what the harvesting ship was worth as payment, to which they were summarily refused. The war officially broke out in October, after 50 droidic warships were mistaken for leftover Kaedza creatures and destroyed. The droidic starship design was not, back then, that different from the above-mentioned race, and some theorists proposed that perhaps the droidic race were a creation of the Kaedza that escaped the initial clash with the humans. These days, the droidic ships have changed drastically, though they still maintain a low defense, high often shooting pattern seen during the Kaedza Wars. The war was largely a quiet one, with news outlets focusing more on the difficult Vacus Wars that took place during that time. Arguments between the Allies during the late 2350s to 2390s gave the droidics plenty of time to grow their power base, and establish huge weaponry platforms in various systems outside of human space. In 2408, with the ascension of Supreme Commander Morton, also known as Morton the Bloody, the war with the droids became front-page news. In 2410, Morton led three-quarters of the entire military force in a devastation strike right at the core of droidic space. He took out 15 weaponry platforms, 12 space stations and blew up three droidic resource planets before the Senate ordered him to return. By 2413, it was thought the droids had been brought to their knees, with ships retreating on every front. In 2415, a rogue signal was picked up on a long-distance receiver that seemed to indicate droidic exploration pushing southward of their old core space. Several raiding parties sent that way reported nothing, and by 2418 the media were calling it a hoax. In 2420, the droids struck back at the Allies, taking out all 5 military and all 3 civilian space stations in Sector 30, reducing it to a rather empty, mournful sector. They were beaten back, but the price was said to be too high, and military forces also withdrew to better defend 29 in case of advancement. By 2425, Morton's forces had retreated back to 28, and in 2430, thanks to a combined Vacus and Kelps assault, lost 28. In the meantime, the droids were performing two-pronged operations, with experts predicting that around 3/4 of their forces were focused on resource collection, and the raids launched into Allied space were merely probing attacks to ensure we stayed soft. Contact was lost with the droids after the Star disaster, but not for long. Continual bombardment from small droidic crafts is credited as being one reason why contact was cut off with most of the Alliance's sectors, and why, even to this day, colonies in deep space have never been rediscovered. By 2436, it was assumed that an alliance had been made between droidic and Vacus forces, leading to forts beginning to appear on both sides of our space. In 2465, the droidics attempted a sweeping strike on Sector 1, calling in 3 of their own forts to attempt to bring down the recently damaged station. Unfortunately for them, it was not to be, and in what is called the last stand of Morton, Allied forces famously held off continuous droidic assault for 5 days running, before they managed to drive the creatures out and capture an unbeaten record of 63,225 disabled enemy units. They also recovered huge amounts of debris, which, as an irony, they used to repair damages taken due to the fight. Supreme Commander Morton was killed during this battle, though by this time his tyrannical and oftentimes bloody methods had earned him much opposition. Since then, an almost respect has been afforded Allied stations by the droids, with no further assaults like that attempted. Experts assume this may be due to the high cost associated, though some conspiracy theories state that the entire battle was faked. Since 2490, droidic technology has suddenly begun to evolve at a rapid rate, with new starships, bigger guns, and nasty units lending them a before unseen ferocity in battle, and leading to Allied forces slowly having to retreat on the droidic front. Droidic space, as far as we know, is split into 2 parts. The droidic core is the first of these, and was originally located southwest of Allied space, around 75,000 to 79,000 sectors away. After the attack from Morton in 2410, the droidic core is said to have moved further south, and has since yet to be rediscovered. The outer droidic space is something of a mystery to us, and seems to have no particular shape that we can imagine. Scientists assume there is a pattern to it, with some stating that it could be based on exploration waypoints. What is known is that the droidic front, located roughly 83,000 units south of current Allied space, is set in a system in which the droidics use a spearhead formation to split up our forces and then fire in their centers. While several tactics have been made to defeat this, the droidics' reliance on portable weaponry platforms and heavy defense stations mean that the ships are just a small part of what is an ever-shifting battlescape. For pilots, the droids are both something amusing, and something very frightening. They command a nasty array of weaponry, both electronic and otherwise, which gives a front of fear. This may be the reason as to why there are so many conspiracies about the race. First, we know for a fact they are not, in any way, biological. The droidic race is entirely mechanical, and proud of it if such creatures can feel emotion. Some theories credit the droids with the creation of the Cylarkan race, as part of an experiment which they either did not complete, or gave up on. While some Colon Larkan over the years have gone crazy and supposedly claimed orders from their droidic masters, and while it is true the Larkan net seems to be very easy for the droids to attack, no supporting evidence has ever been submitted to the Galactic Senate that was approved as a definitive answer. Another theory, this one spread by military officers, is that the droids either came from, or at some point visited, Mars. This is because harvesting ships, the vessels that the droids use to obtain minerals, gases and energy often leave planets in a similar state to how Mars was before it was colonized. This theory is so strong that in 2485, the Senate approved three groups of scientists to investigate recently found planets that were the victims of being harvested. The data was inconclusive. In 2490, there was a short theory that the droids had actually been defeated by the Vakis, though whether this was true or not is rather irrelevant as the race ended up clashing in one of the Allied sectors, leaving us no doubt they were either enemies, or not the best of friends for sure. The biggest issues military analysts face when attacking this race is the leadership structure. Droidic command units have been captured, shot, blown up and even, once, pushed into a star. Despite this, command instructions continue to flow uninterrupted throughout the entire network, and nothing we do seems to slow it down. Capture command units almost immediately become useless, with only minor bits of data on recent missions being available to hacking attempts, which has left intel gathering both frustrating and very expensive. In recent years, the biggest piece of information gathered is that somewhere, near Allied space, is a station called Aorta. Not much is known about Station Aorta, but transmissions between droidic ships and the space station have been picked up several times over the unsecured channel. One scientist, Adrian Mikkel, in his book published 2465, suggested the droids were just a slave race to some higher biological power, that they served a higher purpose. There are theories to both support and rebuke this claim, though none of them with much fact. The simple truth of the matter is, if there is some higher command structure, the SDF can't find it. Droid units are particularly easy to capture, once you get past the use of stun weapons, but once you crack one open, all you find inside is a mass of cables and a core. Scientists have puzzled over this core, which is a central sphere of metal, for many years, right since the first droid was discovered. Over the years we have established that it functions almost like a brain, with signals running both through its middle and along its curved surface, and once the droid dies, so to speak, so does the brain. Scientists also discovered that once the brain dies, the sphere simply becomes a ball of metal, nothing more, nothing less. It is, at least for intel purposes, useless. The droidic ships that the droids themselves have built are the Detlik, the Astellan Destroyer and the Galator Interceptor. The droids also have the Predalion Battlecruiser, which for a while was considered to be their strongest ship. The Predalion Battlecruiser is clearly not of droidic original design, however, and the analysis of the technology inside indicates another race. The final damning evidence that the ship was not droidic was the fact that it registered as Predalion primarily, and droidic second. Battle strategists believed that the Predalions were a race that the droidics took over, defeating the Navy and either killing, or enslaving, the people and the technology to their own programmed purpose, whatever this may be. This idea was supported when the Intergalactic Disc and Droidic Battle Cruiser made it into battle in the late 2491s, though the race designation was clearly droidic, despite the design clearly being otherwise. In terms of technology, the droids have superior engines to the Allies, as well as oftentimes harder-hitting, but shorter-ranged, weapons. Their ship design is severely weaker, but their network security is vastly stronger. The only thing we know of the droidic network is that it is multilayered, and that each outer layer seems to be constantly changing, as though re-encrypting itself.